Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
We've got a Thanksgiving hangover this episode. Leftovers, leftovers, and more leftovers. Chef will give you suggestions on new and exciting ways to use up all that turkey. And you can listen to some bits from the cutting room floor. Audio leftovers, if you will. That's all ahead on Earth Eats. Time once again for news updates with Megan Meyer. Hey, Megan.
Hi, Annie.
What you got?
Well, last month, the city of San Francisco implemented the nation's first mandatory composting program. The city's Zero Waste Initiative requires the recycling of not only paper and bottles and cans, but now also food waste. Residents and businesses are provided with green compost carts to dispose of food scraps, yard clippings, and soiled paper items like greasy pizza boxes and used paper plates. Mark Westland is the spokesperson for the City of San Francisco's Environment Department.
The reason that we are so attracted to the composting program in particular is that we're able to close the loop locally here in San Francisco, because the food scraps that come out of the kitchens in San Francisco are made into compost, are sold to an organic farm that grows vegetables that are then sold back to San Francisco. So we're able to make a closed loop right here within the Bay Area.
He said that people were so eager to participate before they had to that the city couldn't keep up with the green cart distribution.
It's sort of a, you know, you build it and they'll come, and that's pretty much what happened here in San Francisco. We made the composting mandatory, and now people are going out of the way to comply with the ordinance. It's really quite a heartening thing.
I asked Mark if he had any advice to offer other communities looking to start a similar composting program.
I think all you have to do is just get the political will to do it, because it's not a huge technological investment. It's, you know, a natural process that we've been taking advantage of as a species for thousands of years.
So that's the Zero Waste Initiative in San Francisco, California. Now, Megan, you're going to take us to China.
I am. And the question that I have to start out with is, does eating too many packaged foods lead to a drop in your libido?
Oh, no.
Right. Researchers have found a correlation between sexual dysfunction and a chemical common to aluminum cans and plastic bottles. Male factory workers in China with heavy exposure to BPA or bisphenol A showed a high incidence of erectile and ejaculation problems and an overall lack of sexual satisfaction. The factory workers' exposure to BPA was far greater than that of the average population. But the revelation of these unwelcome side effects has caused the U.S. government to announce new funding to study the effects of BPA.
So reason number 7,000 to stay away from packaged foods. Wow.
Right, right. I'm only happy when it rains.
If you like news stories like this, follow us all week long on Twitter. Look for Earth Eats, one word. Earth Eats news correspondent Megan Meyer, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff, how was your Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, I'm still in a little bit of a post-turkey stupor with all the tryptophan that I ate, but I'm surviving.
Yeah, I'm definitely not feeling so great myself either. I put on about 10 pounds, I think, in straight fat.
That was just from the pumpkin pie.
Exactly. But really, I'm up to my eyeballs in leftovers, Chef. I have turkey to feed an army. So I'm sure that I'm not alone in this. We need your help. Please, oh please, tell us what I can do this Thanksgiving to make my leftovers interesting.
Well, what I like to do is the day after Thanksgiving is to take all the meat off the carcass. That's the first step. And what I like to do is to make a mirepoix, which is celery, carrots, onions, and leeks, and then make a nice turkey stock. And you can make a really wonderful broth. Cook that down a little bit. It takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get most of the flavor out. Then strain it off, and you can reduce it down a little bit. Try to bring in some flavors from all around the world. You know, it doesn't just have to be traditional American with the leftovers. You know, you did that the day before.
Chef, you've got millions and millions of other ideas up your sleeves. So let's hear some. Inspire us.
You say you want it? Well, come and get it.
There's a lot of great things you can do with leftovers, and you know, one of the easiest things to do is to make your own little TV dinners. So you can take, you know, a little pie pan and layer everything out there. So you have your turkey and your side vegetables and maybe even a little dessert on there. You just freeze those. And then you can pull out a TV dinner anytime you need it. You can use the thighs to make a great turkey barbecue. So you can make some little turkey barbecue sliders, which are a lot of fun. You can do turkey pot pie. You could do an Asian turkey fried rice, you know, with some bean sprouts and some tofu and a little bit of fish sauce. You know, you can't beat that.
Now, if you're gonna love me, come on, be my tutti frutti, yes. I don't want that just turtle dove me stuff. I gotta get myself some booty.
He could go on and on like this. It's like a Rolodex of leftover ideas, I swear. But we all have our favorite leftover Thanksgiving meals. Mine is the hot brown, the open-faced sandwich. We want to hear what you do with your leftovers. Send us your recipes to eartheats@gmail.com. When asked for his favorite leftover recipes, Chef Orr put on his late-night talk show host pants and, well, here's Earth Eats' top 10 ways to use leftover turkey.
Number 10, spaghetti with turkey sauce supreme. Number 9, turkey pot pie with grandma's biscuit topping. Number 8, creamy turkey with sunchokes. Number 7, roast turkey with Havarti and hazelnuts. Number 6, curried turkey salad wrap. Number 5, country ham and peas with creamy Parmesan turkey sauce. Number 4, turkey tetrazzini. Number 3, turkey ham and Swiss wraps. Number 2, turkey and mashed potato croquettes. And the number 1 way to use up turkey after Thanksgiving? Savory turkey herb cobbler.
Yeah!
A lot of great suggestions to try this year with your turkey leftovers. But even with all of these suggestions, if you try every single one, sometimes you really still just can't eat it all.
Well, there are other ways that you can use up your turkey. I mean, you can prepare it in some of these methods like we've talked about, but then you can also plan to freeze some of it.
We're up to our ears in leftovers of all sorts here at Earth Eats, whether it be turkey or audio material. My cutting room floor was starting to get pretty cluttered, so I collected some nice bits that didn't make it into our special hour-long Thanksgiving extravaganza. So enjoy these extra cooking tips, stories, and laughs.
I always say that, you know, 90% of being a great chef or a great cook is being a great shopper. And then 10% of being a great cook is not screwing up what you bought.
You're a chef for your living. When you do Thanksgiving dinner with your family, do you cook?
Yeah, but they all come to the restaurant.
Ah.
So it's quite a busy day at the restaurant. But what's great about Thanksgiving when you're a restaurateur is you got a lot of people around here. You got someone to do the dishes. So after we get through our big rush, my family sits down late in the afternoon, and I get to sit down with them, and we just throw a big party at the restaurant.
Sounds great.
A lot of people don't know that you need to cook with all of your senses. A lot of times I can be on the other side of the kitchen and hear somebody cooking improperly, you know, or know that something's ready. So don't have more than one glass of wine while you're cooking, because then you're headed for disaster.
Hey, Ray Ray.
What's up, man?
So I like to nurture. I like to feed people. You know, I'm kind of a Jewish grandmother kind of sort. Okay, we're going to do, you know, one of my favorite things. It's always adding a bunch of garlic. Okay, it's important whenever you're cooking something to always preheat your pan on the fire. A lot of people, they'll just throw a pan on and they'll try to start cooking, and it's inevitably going to stick. All right, so you want to preheat your pan, let it get nice and hot, and then you're going to add your oil. You don't want to add your oil to a cold pan either. So that's just typical throughout the kitchen. So keep that tip in your back pocket. There's a certain sexiness to cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was always a rule at my house when I was living in the city, because I'd be cooking for friends. And I said, yeah, I'll cook, but you guys got to do the dishes. And I made sure they did the dishes. No one left before they did the dishes. So what you need to do, Annie, is take everyone's car keys and put them, hide them, and then until those dishes are done, then you pull out the car
keys.
There
we go.
If you haven't heard our special hour-long Thanksgiving extravaganza, do check it out on our website. It's definitely worth a listen, even for all you vegetarians and vegans out there. Chef Orr includes a number of recipes that non-meat eaters will absolutely love. Print the recipes, check out photos, and let us know what you think at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.
Thanks for listening. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr. We'll see you next time.